The Greek philosopher Socrates said, "An unexamined life is not worth living." That's a very powerful quote, and it is relevant to unlimiting the greater you. Why is that quote so powerful? It's powerful because if we do not examine our lives, then we don't know what we're doing right. We don't know what successes we've had. Or better yet, the successes we have had, we don't really know how it came to be, how we can make it better. Or if we don't examine our lives, we don't know what mistakes we've made, how we can improve upon those mistakes. And if we don't do these things, then our life will never reach its full potential. We're leaving so much on the table by not examining our life. And now that we have gone over you releasing the authentic you, you now have taken on your new identity. We are at a place where it's so important to examine that you're doing the things necessary to operate in your new identity. Every day, you need to take an assessment and ask yourself the question, did I live in accordance with my new identity today? And you need to think about the specific events that took place in your life for that given day and answer that question in detail. Make sure you write this down or type it out in detail so you can really study what took place. And once you do that, you also want to examine how you can make it better if you identified some areas where you did not operate in your new identity. How could you have done things differently? What could you have done differently in that situation? And write that down, because those same events will likely show up once again. So when they do, you definitely want to be prepared. So you write all that down, and once you write these things down, you will always go back to study it and internalize it. Don't just write it down and throw it to the side, never to look at again. It defeats the purpose of writing it down in the first place. So go ahead and value these notes that you're taking. They're critical for unlimiting the greater you. So you go ahead and also examine your life to where you did the successes you had. Okay. Where did you actually operate in your new identity? Write that down and really think about it. Think about it. Meditate on it. Think carefully on it. Celebrate it. Celebrate it. And then think of how you could have improved. Even though it was a success, how could you have improved? And write that down. And after you write these things down, really think about it. Think about what you did. Think about what was right. Celebrate it. Even go deeper into it with your thought process, so you can even get more insight from those successes. Get more insight from it. Write it down. Write those insights down that you get about it. What we're doing here, you're examining your life. You're examining your life here. This process is going to make your life even better. It's going to supercharge your life by you doing these things. So make sure you value it. Don't take it for granted. So also examine your life for things that you learned for the day. What things did you learn in the day? You may want to start off with one thing that you learned in the day. You could do two, you could do three. It's up to you. But at the minimum, one. At the minimum, one. What is one thing you learned in the day? And again, it may be more than one, but the minimum, one thing that you learned today. And write that down and think about what you learned. Think about what you learned. Thinking about what you learned, there may be small things that you learned, and then there may be big things that you learned. Some things may be in the middle. What big thing that you learned today? Think about it and write it down. What small thing did you learn today? What did you learn today that's in between? Write that down. Write it down. So, get yourself a notebook. You can have a notebook with various subjects in it. It can be a specific journal notebook or a regular notebook with several subjects within it, and you can create a section for each of these things that I just described, and you keep a record of all of this. And once you jot these things down, as I said before, you want to go back and review the things you wrote down on a regular basis, because it's going to keep you in remembrance of all of these various subjects, and it's going to help you. You even get more insight from it each time you look at it, and it will help keep you on track keep you on the correct pathway to reach the goal of unlimiting the greater you, living within your new identity and as the authentic you. So examining your life will revolutionize your existence. It will be unlike anything you've experienced before if you've never done this. If you've done something similar in the past, you are realigning yourself to operate in great power. This is going to help you get to know yourself better too, by examining yourself daily. So at the end of the day, you want to go through this examination process with yourself. And then also during the day, you can do a mini process. Informal, where you can stop at various intervals in the day and just say to yourself internally, am I on track? Am I operating within my new identity at this present moment? And if you're not, get back on track. Readjust yourself. If you are, good job. Pat yourself on the back and keep it going. Don't take this process for granted, because this will do so much for you with unlimiting the greater you. An unexamined life is not worth living. When a doctor is examining you, they go through the process of examination. They ask you a series of questions. They write down the answers. They take you through various tests. And then they get the results back. This is what you need to do. Use that same model. Ask yourself a series of questions. Test yourself to see if you're living within your new identity, if you did throughout the day. Take yourself through tests to see if you're where you're supposed to be. Write all these things down. Scrutinize yourself. Scrutinize yourself with a fine tooth comb. Get as much information as you can. Don't hold back with your examination. Do not hold back whatsoever with your examination. But make sure that you go through each of the categories that I gave earlier, and then take it, and at the end of the day, as I said before, you write everything down, and then as you go to sleep, think about the answers that you got. Think about it very carefully. Think about it deeply. And just let it sink into your soul. And while you sleep, you may even dream about it. You may even dream about it. When you wake up, you actually may have more understanding, more knowledge that comes to you about this whole process. Prior to going to sleep, you got insight. But when you wake up, you potentially could have even more. And so at the end of the day, you want to definitely go through this examination process. Again, I cannot overemphasize the importance of this process. Do it every single day. Examine your life for the mistakes that you made throughout the day. The mistakes you made in general throughout the day. Write all those mistakes down. Have a section for that in your notebook. The mistakes you made in the day. Okay? The mistakes you made with not living in your new identity. That's another area for mistakes. You can have that in a separate area of your notebook. Another section of your notebook. What solutions do you have for the mistakes that you made in your life? The general mistakes. What solutions do you have for the mistakes that you made with not living within your new identity? So you got another section for solutions. Then you want another section for what did you learn in your life during the day? At least one thing. It can be more. You could think about what big thing that you learned, what small thing that you learned, what medium thing that you learned. That can go in your learning section. Enjoy the ride, because this journey, as you continue to move forward, it's only going to get better and better and better for you, with unlimiting the greater you.